Imagine paying absolute top dollar for this luxury penthouse, right? And then just a few years later, you're told it's just a standard mid-level apartment now.
Yeah, it's quite the
I
downgrade.
mean, that is exactly what is happening to your internet bill right now. So welcome to this deep dive. Today, we are extracting the most crucial insights from a massive G2M.AI research report on U.S. broadband pricing.
Right, they track data from 2018 all the way to 2026.
Yeah, analyzing 22 different national brands, just so you can understand exactly what is happening behind the scenes of your internet provider's billing department. Okay, let's unpack this, because looking at this data, it hits me that internet speed tiers are basically like car features.
Oh, totally. Like how yesterday's
Right, the
luxury.
heated seat and backup cameras, those are today's standard baseline.
The market has seen a complete recalibration, of what a premium connection even is. The old definitions just, they simply don't apply anymore.
Wait, I'm genuinely confused looking at this top tier, though, because for years, 1 gigabit was the absolute peak.
It was the gold standard, yeah.
But by 2026, cable's median gigabit price just plummeted down to $110. If fiber networks were holding a rock-steady price of $90 to $100 for this whole 8-year period, why would cable panic and slash their gigabit prices?
It's a great question.
I mean, why not just hold the line with fiber?
Yeah.
So gigabit went from being the exclusive penthouse suite to just a standard mid-level apartment.
Well, what's fascinating here is that providers didn't just accept lower revenue across the board. They redefined the luxury tier entirely.
What do you mean?
They basically built a new floor on top of the building. They created a totally new top ladder rung, multi-gigabit speeds, well above 1 gigabit per second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that is the new penthouse, and it's comfortably priced around $140 to $150. Fiber didn't even cut its older gigabit prices to compete.
They just held steady and added those expensive multi-gig tiers on top. All right, so if the providers are busy building new penthouses at the top to protect their revenue, what does that mean for the older, slower tiers at the bottom?
Well, it gets rough.
Yeah, the data shows a massive crash. Cable's cheapest 100 megabit download tier fell from $105 back in 2018 all the way down to $70 in 2026. Is this just a race to zero?
If we connect this to the bigger picture, the bottom didn't just fall out. It collided with fixed wireless internet.
Let me stop you there. Fixed wireless. You mean like mobile carriers beaming internet to your house instead of using physical cables?
Precisely. Mobile carriers, like Verizon and T-Mobile, they realized they could just leverage their existing 5G cell towers.
Right, just beaming high-speed internet directly to a receiver in your window.
Yeah, no physical wires required. They entered the home internet market with list prices around $61 to $65.
Oh, man. So suddenly, traditional wireline cable providers had this invisible competitor beaming cheap internet right through the walls.
Cable really had no choice but to drop their entry tiers to match that fixed wireless floor, or they just risk losing their subscriber base entirely.
But mathematically, cable companies can't just keep dropping prices below that $65 mark, right? Not while maintaining those massive physical networks of copper wires.
No, they really can't afford to.
So here's where it gets really interesting. Because they hit a price floor they couldn't afford to drop beneath, the largest cable brands had to figure out how to compete without losing more money.
And their solution was to quietly change their terms of service. Xfinity, for instance, went from having only 31% of their offers completely data cap-free
Right.
to making 100% of them cap-free by
Which is
2026.
huge. And Cox went from having 0% of its offers feature fast upload speeds, meaning over 100 megabits, to 50%.
Yeah, they're throwing in these digital freebies as basically a defensive maneuver.
But why focus on upload speeds specifically, though? I mean, why is cable so desperate to fight fiber on uploads?
It really comes down to physics and aging infrastructure. Legacy cable networks were, originally built as a one-way street.
Just designed to download TV channels into your living room.
Exactly. Fiber, on the other hand, uses pulses of light to transmit data, meaning it can handle massive amounts of traffic in both directions simultaneously.
Ah, so fiber inherently offers symmetrical speeds where uploads are just as fast as downloads.
You got it. So cable is dropping data caps and tweaking their aging networks to boost uploads just to neutralize fiber's natural physical advantage.
Without having to lower their list prices any further.
Yeah,
That
yeah.
makes sense. So what does this all mean for you? Well, it means you're caught in the middle of a massive infrastructure war.
A total war, yeah.
All these numbers we've discussed, from the $70 floor to the $150 multi-gig 10 house, are just list prices. That's the ceiling. Because cable physically cannot upgrade their copper wires fast enough to match the physics of fiber optic light or the convenience of 5G airwaves. Your provider's list price is basically just a starting point for negotiation. The real battle for your wallet happens in unpublished promotional and retention offers.
Oh, 100%. The market is shifting so violently that providers will offer you completely different unadvertised deals just to keep you from jumping ship to that 5G tower down the street.
Which leaves us with one final thought to mull over. As 2 gig and 8 gig speeds become this new, incredibly expensive standard luxury, will the basic Wi-Fi routers and smartphones in our actual homes even be capable of processing that massive fire hose of data?
That is the real question.
Or are we all just paying a premium to hook a massive fire hose up to a standard garden hose?